First of all, we would be remiss if we didn't thank you for your great hospitality.
首先呢，如果不说一声你们对我的热情的接待的话，我实在是不应该。
We want to thank you for the privilege of being able to be with you these several times.
啊，真的是我们可以多次跟大家在一起，实在是神给我们的特权。
I'm still not sure if it's been 4 years or 5 years.
我到现在还是不是很清楚，我来了四次还是五次。
But we think it's 5 years.
但是我觉得应该是五次吧。
Now we would also be remiss if we didn't thank Brother Freedom.
如果我不在这里感谢一下朱弟兄的话，我想也是一个错误。
And Sissy and Phoebe for receiving us in their home.
以及呢，芳喜姊妹还有啊菲比来接待我们。
Very gracious hospitality.
非常的热情的接待。
Now I think I've turned Freedom into a coffee drinker.
我想因为我的缘故，朱弟兄现在也喝咖啡了。
And he likes the coffee I like.
他跟我一样喜欢咖啡。
So that's a good thing. And I'm sure we would be remiss also if we didn't thank you for having Jeffrey and Catherine up.
那么同样也是同样呢，也是为着 Jeffrey 跟他的姊妹，主要也要感谢大家。
And I'm sure they thank Tina for her gracious hospitality as well.
他们为着 Tina 姐妹的热情的接待，他们也非常的感谢。
Now I believe I said this before, but you know I'm given to repetition.
我想我以前也说过这件事。
Our brother Jeffrey, whenever Jeffrey and I go someplace, it's a little confusing.
我以前也重复过这样，每次我跟 Jeffrey 弟兄一起出去的时候，都会造成一些疑惑。
They say Brother Pittman and Brother Pittman.
他们都会说 Pittman 父子。
Now that's true. It is Brother Pittman and Brother Pittman.
确实是两个 Pittman 弟兄。
But some people think he's my natural son.
很多人以为他是我亲生的儿子。
He is not my natural son.
他不是我亲生的儿子，其实。
He's even more precious.
更宝贵的其
实。He's a brother in the Lord.
他是我主里的弟兄。
And I would be delighted to say he is my brother in the Lord.
我其实当我说他是我主里弟兄的时候，其实我心里非常的喜悦。
I remember a dear sister from out of town.
我记得有一位很宝贵的姐妹。
Came up to me one day after Jeffrey spoke in Richmond.
有一次在 Jeffrey 弟兄在 Richmond 的教会分享之后，这位姐妹到我这里来。
And she said, Brother Pittman, Brother Pittman.
她跟我说 ,Pittman 弟兄 ,Pittman 弟兄。
You must be so proud of your son.
你一定非常为你的儿子感到自豪。
I said, I'm very proud of both of my sons.
她说是的，我为我的儿子非常感到自豪。
But he's not my son.
但是他不是我儿子。
But I'm very proud of my brother Pittman.
但是我为我的 Pittman 弟兄非常感到自豪。
So that clears up the confusion, I hope.
我希望这样大家就心里面不会再疑惑。
Well, let's turn again to the Word of God.
让我们再次打开神的话。
We'll turn to the Book of Revelation.
启示录。
One more thanksgiving, if I may.
我还要再说一件感恩的事。
I want to thank my brother Tom.
我要感谢周刚弟兄。
I'm surprised he translated it.
他为什么要把这句话翻译出来？
And my brother Larry.
还有李成军弟兄。
I think these brothers have hard work.
我想这些弟兄他们的工作很不容易。
Especially with my intensity, I think they have hard work.
我想我讲了这么多，他们一定都他们工作都很辛苦。
If it'll make you feel better, I'll tell you a story.
我如果能够让你们觉得好受一点的话，我再讲个故事。
A brother described last week to me the first time he heard me speak.
有一位弟兄上个礼拜跟我讲哈，他第一次听我讲到的时候。
Now this was in Richmond.
是在 Richmond.
He said it was like a raw nerve. I didn't know how to take that.
我真的不知道，他跟我讲了这话，我真的不知道怎么说。
I'll、
不知道说什么。
I'll never know what our brother said, but I thank Larry.
但是感谢李成军弟兄，
and I thank Tom,
感谢周刚弟兄。
And I've had the privilege to serve with these brothers these years. So let's turn, enough with the thanksgiving, let's get on with the Word of God. Revelation chapter 1,
verse
4. We'll just read the first part. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. Turn to chapter 2.
第二章.
We'll just read the first and the last part about each of these seven churches.
Verse 1. 第一节.
To the angel of the assembly in Ephesus write, these things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand and who walks in the midst of the seven golden lamps.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说, 那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说,
Verse 7.
第七节,
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give to him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
圣灵向众教会所说的话,凡有耳的就应当听,得胜的,我必将神乐园中生命的果子赐给他吃。The
second church,
第二个教会,
Smyrna,
士美拿教会,
verse 8,
第八节,
And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things says the first and the last, who became dead and lived.
你要写信给士美拿教会的使者说, 那首先的,末后的,
Verse 11.
第十一节,
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He that overcomes shall in no wise be injured in the second death.
圣灵向众教会所说的话, 凡有耳的就应当听,
Verse
12.
第十二节, And to the angel of the church in Pergamos, Write these things, says he that has the sharp, two-edged sword.
你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说, 那有两刃利剑的说,
He that has, verse 17, He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, to him will I give the hidden manna. And I will give to him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows but he that receives it.
圣灵向众教会所说的话,凡有耳的就应当听,得胜的,我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他,并赐他一块白石,石上写着新名,除了那领受的以外,没有人能认识。
Verse 18.
第十八节,
And to the angel of the church in Thyatira, write these things, says the Son of God, He that has his eyes as a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass.
你要写信给推亚推拉教会的使者说, 那眼目如火焰, 脚像光明同的神之子说,
Verses 26 to 29.
第26节, 第29节,
I'll read all of these verses, and then Tom will read them.
我一口气读完。
And he that overcomes, and he that keeps unto the end, and he that overcomes, and he that keeps unto the end my works, to him will I give authority over the nations. And he shall shepherd them with an iron rod, as vessels of pottery. Are they broken in pieces, as I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
那得胜又遵守我命令到底的,我要赐给他权柄制服列国,他必用铁杖辖管他们,将他们如同摇户的瓦器打得粉碎,像我从我父领受的权柄一样。 我又要把晨星赐给他,圣灵向众教会所说的话,凡有耳的就应当听。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
第三章第一节,
The fifth church.
第五个教会,
And to the angel of the assembly in Sardis write, These things saith he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说。
Verses 5 and 6.
第五节第六节。
He that overcomes, he shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life. And I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Verse 7,
第七节。
This is the sixth church.
第六个教会。
And to the angel of the assembly in Philadelphia write, These things saith the holy, the true, He that has the key of David, he who opens and no one shall shut, and shuts and no one shall open.
你要写信给腓拉铁腓教会的使者说，那圣洁真实，拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
Verses 12 and 13.
第十二、第十三节。
He that overcomes...Him will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more at all out, and I will write upon him a name, the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of the heaven from my God, and my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
得胜的。我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，并我的新名都写在他上面。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And now the last church,
最后一个教会
，Laodicea，
老底嘉
，Verse 14，
第十四节。
And to the assembly.In Laodicea write these things, says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说，那为 Amen 的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说。
I want to read verses 20 through 22.
下面再读二十到二十二节。
Behold, I stand at the door and am knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and sup with him and he with me. He that overcomes, to him will I give to sit with me in my throne, as I also have overcome and have sat down with my Father in his throne.He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
看哪、啊、我站在门外叩门，凡有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，他与我，我与他一同坐席，得胜的，我要赐他在宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And finally, in chapter 12,
最后
one verse,
到第十二章我们只读一节
verse 11,
第十一节
And they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb, and by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their life even unto death.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命，也不爱惜性命。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we have come to you again this morning.
主啊，今天早上我们再次到你面前。
With our hearts wide open.
主啊，我们心打开。
We offer that prayer that we sung just now in that hymn.
主啊，就像我们刚才唱的诗歌里那样，我们向你祷告。
Descend, O gracious Lord, descend.
主啊，恩典的主，求你现在就降临。
Oh, come and bless us now.
来祝福我们。
Lord, unless you speak to us, there's absolutely no value.
除非你向我们说话，不然没有我们的聚集没有任何的价值。
But if you speak, we believe there's great value.
但是如果你向我们说话，我们的聚集就有价值。
Once again, we say in utter dependence to you.
我们再次说，我们没有任何的依靠。
What Peter said.
就是像彼得所说的。
When he said, "To whom shall we go?"
你有永生之道。
Thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
我们还跟从谁呢？
And we say, "Speak, Lord."
我们说主啊，请说。
Thy servant heareth.
仆人静听。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I know you've already read these verses in your own private time, so you're familiar with them.
我相信你们在自己私下的时间已经读过这些经节，所以你们应该已经很熟悉了。
We've been sharing these past 3 days on the word of the Lord at the end of the age.
过去这几天我们所分享的是神在末后的话。
I told you I believe last words are very important.
我记得我说过，凡是最后的话都是非常重要的话。
We ought to pay attention to what the Lord says at the end.
所以主在末世所说的话我们一定要留意。
So we looked at the end of the Old Testament.
我们看了在旧约末世的话。
And today we'll look at the end of the New Testament.
今天我们要看的则是新约的末后。
Now I think there's a temptation when you turn to the Old Testament.
我想当我们读旧约的时候我们有一种试探。
I'm even amazed by this temptation.
我常常也感到很惊讶。
Many Christians don't even read the Old Testament.
很多基督徒甚至不读旧约。
I mean, can you believe that?
你能够相信吗？
I can't imagine people not reading the Old Testament.
我没有办法想象我们不读旧约。
But they say the Old Testament is Old Testament.
但是他们却说呢，旧约就是不过是旧约。
It's gone.
已经过去了。
It's history.
是不过是历史。
It's in the past.
是过去的事。
What we need is the New Testament.
我们所需要的是新约。
But the Word of God tells us otherwise.
但是神的话不同。
Look at 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11.
我们可以看哥林多前书第十章第十一节。
It's speaking of the Old Testament.
这里面讲到的是旧约。
It says, now all these things happen to them as types.
那里面说 and, 第十章第十一节那里说
and have, listen to this very carefully, and have been written for our admonition.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为借鉴，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
And listen to this.
请大家注意听。
Upon whom the end of the ages has come.
那末世来到的时候，是哪些人在承受呢？
Now this is the New Testament speaking about the importance of the Old Testament.
这是新约里面讲到旧约的重要性。
These things were written for us.
这些是为我们所写的。
Upon whom the end of the ages has come.
是那些要承受末世的人。
They were written for our admonishment.
是为着我们的目的。
They were written for our correction.
是为了来纠正我们。
They were written for our help.
是来帮助我们。
We must read the words of the Old Testament.
我们一定要读旧约的话。
And pray that we will hear what the Lord's Spirit is speaking to us today.
并且我们要有祷告让神的灵可以借着这些话今天继续对我们说话。
I shared already my burden.
我已经分享过我的负担。
I'm not so interested in studying every verse of these books.
我并不是说要逐字逐句的来讲
解。As I'm interested in getting some of the spirit of what's in these books.
我的负担是说要把这些书卷里面的灵能够讲出来。
Long ago I read what a brother said.
很久以前我读过一个弟兄说道
It made a deep impression on me.
对我的印象非常深刻。
He said, when you read the Bible,
他说当你读圣经的时
候 you need to ask the Lord,
你要求主
to help you to get into the spirit of the word.
使你能够进入那话的灵意里面去。
That's why the New Testament in Revelation says,
这就是新约的启示录所说
He that has an ear,
凡有耳的
Let him hear
都应当听
What the Spirit says to the churches
圣灵对教会所说的话
Now all of you have ears
我们都有耳朵
I have two ears
我有两个耳朵
I suspect most of you have two ears
我相信大家大多数都是只有两个耳朵
But does that mean we can hear?
那是不是说我们就能够听见呢
It doesn't mean spiritually we can hear
不一定我们灵里面不一定能听见
We have to hear in our spirit
我们灵里面要听见
What the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵对教会说的话
This is the encouragement from the Word of God.
这是从神的话 来的激励。
So we've been looking at the Old Testament.
我们看了旧约。
We've been looking at these last three prophets of the Old Testament.
我们看的是旧约里面最后的三卷先知书。
They are called the post-exilic prophets.
这是被掳之后的预言。
That's because when God called his people out of captivity in Babylon,
这就是将神将他的子民从巴比伦被掳归回之后。
It was after the exile in Babylon.
是在被掳到巴比伦之后的事。
And it's such an absolutely important period in God's work.
在神的工作里面，这是一段绝对重要的时期。
Like that hymn we were singing.
就像我们在刚才诗歌里面唱的。
This is when God was recovering His work.
这是神在恢复他的工作。
This is when God was reviving His work.
神在复兴他的工作。
This is when God was recovering His work.Testimony in the Old Testament.
这是神在旧约恢复他的见证的事情。
Now I know some of this is repetition for some of you that were here.
我知道我说的这些对现在的一些弟兄姐妹是在重复。
Consider it refreshment.
就大家可以把这当成我是提醒大家。
And those that didn't come, consider it new.
没有来的呢，这就是新的信息。
We need to hear what these three prophets said.
我们要听见这三位先知说的话。
They are God's closing arguments with His people.
这是神对他的子民所说的最后的话。
They are His final case to His people.
这是对他子民说的最后的所呈现的最后的事实。
And I believe we absolutely need to hear what they had to say.
我相信我们绝对需要听见神说的话。
It was when he was recovering his work.
当他恢复他工作时候说的话。
Now let me use five more minutes, please.
那我再说一点。
This is for those of you that weren't here.
就是主要是为那些没有来的弟兄姐妹。
First of all, we looked at Haggai.
我们首先看的是哈该书。
He was an old prophet in the Old Testament who saw the glory, the former glory of Solomon's temple.
这是呢，在旧约里面的一位老先知，他曾经看过所罗门圣殿的荣耀。
He had an incredibly short ministry.
他的服事的阶段非常的短暂。
He only ministered for 4 months.
他只服事了四个月。
And he only gave 4 messages.
只有四篇信息。
And his messages would have already been up in the time I'm speaking.
当我讲的时候呢，这四篇信息已经讲
了。Yet they say there was not a more effective ministry.
对人来讲，也许这不是很有效的一段服事。
For the people of God,
对神的子民来说，
those people who had become discouraged and overwhelmed,
对于那些已经灰心的、已经被困难所淹没的那些人来说，
this was the remnant that had returned from Babylonian captivity.
这是在以色列民从巴比伦被掳归回之后，
through that brief but powerful ministry.
通过他的那短暂但是非常有效的服事，
He challenged his people.
他向这些神的子民挑战说，
And he brought them to the place where they began to rebuild the temple of God that they had stopped building.
让他们呢来，他们本来已经停止了重建圣殿，现在他鼓励他们可以重建圣殿。
And because of this,
因此，
he was able to recover his testimony.
他能够恢复神的见
证。Now we looked at just three things.
我们只看三件事。
You'll begin to discover a habit about me.
你就会发现我有一个习惯。
We first looked at how God confronts his people.
首先我们看神如何反对他的子民。
Brothers and sisters, God confronted his people through the prophet.
神借着先知来反对他的子民。
He said, consider your ways.
他说你要思想，你要醒察你的工作。
What are you living for?
你活的目的是什么？
You say it's no longer time to build the house of God.
你说现在我们不用建圣殿了。
But you say it's time for you to build your own wainscoted houses.
但是你们却住在有天花板的房屋里。
We are the people of God.
我们是神的子民。
We sometimes spend the whole of our life building our own house.
有的时候我们一生都是在建造我们自己的房屋。
You know, we need the heart of David.
我们需要有大卫那样的心。
David had in his heart, he wanted to build a house for Jehovah.
大卫有一个心，他要为神建殿。
But because of his sin,
但是因为他的罪，
God would not allow him to build the house.
神不让他建殿。
Because he was a man of war,
因为他是一个征战的人。
He waited and his son built the house.
所以呢，是他的儿子来建。
Solomon's glorious temple.
所罗门荣耀的圣殿。
But God said to David, I will build you a house.
但是神对大卫说，我要为你建一个家。
Brothers and sisters, we need this heart.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要有
这样的心。这个心里面
所想的就是神所看重的。
Now, some people think preachers are just hard.
有些人觉得呢，讲道的人他们都很生硬。
They think they just don't understand life.
他们不明白生活。
Let me tell you something.
让我跟大家讲一件事。
I understand something of the busyness of life.
我知道生活的事。
I shocked one of my young brothers here. I think he's right here.
我向我跟一个年轻的弟兄说过。
I think he thought I was a full-time preacher.
他以为我是全时间服侍的。
I'm a full-time engineer that preaches.
其实呢，我不过是一个讲道的工程师。
And very busy.
我很忙
But yet somehow, God has put it in my heart.
但是神却在我心里面放了一样事
That I would be concerned in this lifetime with the things he's concerned with.
就是在我的生命当中我要看重我要思想神所看重
And then he will do everything else.
其他的事情神都会做
He'll take care of my career.
我的事业
He'll take care of my family.
我的家庭
He'll take care of my every need.
我一切的需要
The Lord Jesus said, I know you have need of these things.
主说我知道你这些需要
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
但你们要先求神的国和神的义，这些事情都会加给你们。
This is the burden of Haggai.
这就是哈该的负担。
We looked at three things.
我们看了三件事。
He confronts his people.
他反对他的子民。
He comforts his people.
他安慰他的子民。
And he completes his purpose.
他也完成他的目的。
Thank God, he is able to complete what he starts.
他所开始的他必能结束。
I've often confessed this in Richmond.
在 Richmond 的时候我常常
承认。Many times I start things and I don't complete them.
很多次我可以开始，但是我没有结束。
My wife has this whole list of projects I haven't completed.
我太太就有呢一个单子，上面就是我已经开始但没有结束的工程。
As a matter of fact, when I go back to Richmond, there's a few on the list that I have to complete. I already know it.
等我回家的时候，我知道我还有一些我需要完成的工程。
I don't know what you call that here, but we call that the honeydew list.
我不知道那个单子你们叫什么，但是我管那个叫做蜜月的工程单。
God completes what He starts.
但是神所起始的，他必要成就。
He completes His purpose.
他要成就他的目的。
He fulfills His will.
他完成他的旨意。
He does all things well.
他完成每一件事。
And that is the message of Haggai.
这就是哈该的信息。
Then we said what we want to do is leave one vital lesson.
那我们讲到我们还有一个非常重要的功课。
Haggai verses chapter 2 verse 7 and 8 says this.
哈该书第二章第七节第八节。
Thus saith Jehovah of hosts.
万军之耶和华说。
Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house and I will take pleasure in it and I will be glorified in it, saith Jehovah.
万军之耶和华说。
2, 7, and 8, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You done?
Yep. Oh. 7 and 8. 我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的。
I'm trying not to run over you.
第一章 ，Chapter One.
Chapter 2, verse. Is that right? Are my eyes getting fuzzy again? We told chapter 1, verse 7 and 8.
第一章第七节第八节。万军之耶和华如此说。
I didn't understand that part you just read anyway, so you read 1, 7, and 8 this time.
Okay, 一章第七节第八节。万军之耶和华如此说：你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的。
This is the vital lesson of Haggai.
这是哈该书里面最重要的信息。
God has got a word for us. That word to us while we're living. Because all we've got is time. And a very precious little brief period.
Is
to consider your ways. Go to the mountain. Bring wood. Build the house of God. And I will take pleasure in it. And I will be glorified in it. Saith the Lord of hosts. That's what we should be doing with our life. That's the first message. Then we looked at Zechariah. Now Zechariah is a young prophet. He ministered the very same time when Haggai ministered. So we have Haggai and Zechariah. We have the old man. And we have the young brother. Now this I think to us is a real lesson. Sometimes in the church you see just the old servant. I'm now officially in that category. But we need the young and the old to serve together. Brothers and sisters, we've been so refreshed lately in Richmond.
弟兄姐妹, 在, Richmond,
there's some new young brothers and sisters that have come in that have really taken up responsibility. And what a blessing when the young and the old can serve together to fulfill the purpose of God. Now Zechariah ministered for 2 years. But he was also greatly used to stir the remnant. He showed how the recovery, God's purpose can be recovered in the most difficult times. We just looked at chapter 4. We said there's 3 things that are needed for the recovery of God's purpose in difficult times. We need a great vision. And that great vision is the same vision that Peter had in Matthew chapter 16. It is to see a full Christ. The Lord Jesus said, Blessed art thou, Peter. After he made that great confession, Thou art the Christ. Blessed are you, Peter. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. But my Father who is in the heavens. But then the Lord Jesus revealed a second thing. He said, Peter, you are a stone, a little stone. And upon this rock, which is the Lord Jesus, not Peter,
在这块岩石,
upon this rock I will build my church, and Hades' gate shall not prevail against it. This is the great vision. This is what Zechariah saw. Such a full vision of Christ. And he saw that lampstand. All of gold.
金灯油,
that we read in the New Testament. The lampstand is the churches. Well, we looked at 3 things. We also looked at the great encouragement that God gives. Brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful for God's encouragement.
弟兄姐妹,
as we press on with the Lord,
当我们来跟随主的时候,
you will discover in the Word of God exceeding great and precious promises. You will even discover what it says in Hebrews, that we're given strong encouragement. This is Zechariah's message. And then we talked about a great calling.
然后我们讲到极大的呼召，这个呼召。
Now this great calling is very important.
是非常重要的。
It's about the sons of oil.
是讲到受膏者。
Now these were the olive trees that were beside the lampstand.
是在灯台旁边的橄榄树。
And they poured the golden oil out of themselves into the bowl.
他们将那个金油浇啊涌流到金碗里。
And then the bowl had seven tubes.
它有这个金碗有七个管。
That went into the seven lamps.
接到七个金灯台。
And the seven lamps displayed the glory of God with all of its light.
金灯台发光。表明神的荣耀。
That's what the church is to be.
教会就应当如此。
But the testimony of God cannot be recovered unless they're sons of oil.
但是除非有这样的受膏者，否则神的见证是不能被恢复的。
This is the vital lesson I left with you.
这是一件非常重要的功课。
There's a great calling on your life.
在我们生命中，神有极大的呼
召。I don't care how old you are.
不管你有年纪多大。
I don't care how young you are.
不管你多么年轻。
I don't care how intelligent you are.
不管你多聪明。
And if you'll forgive me, how dull you might be.
也不管你多愚昧。
Nevertheless, there's a great calling on your life.
但是在我们生命中，神都有这样伟大的呼召。
God wants you to be one of those sons of oil.
神要你成为那受膏者。
That can empty that golden oil out of themselves.
所以可以把自己倒空，让金油可以灌啊，可以进入你的生命里面。
Into that testimony.
可以成为见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is Zechariah.
这就是撒迦利亚书。
And then we looked at Malachi last night. Just let me again be brief.
啊，昨天晚上后来我们就看到马拉基书。
My wife told me to be very careful not to run over you, and I'm trying my best. But you know.
Thank you, Linda.
You see, when I was thank you. I am one of those dull people I was just talking about.
I'm almost too.
And so it happens. You might just bump me. It won't hurt my feelings if you bump me. Okay.
Can I, Linda? Can I?
He can bump. She would ask you to hit me. Don't you follow her? You just bump me. Well, we looked at Malachi.
我们看了马拉基书。
And it's the last word in the Old Testament.
这是旧约最末了的话。
And Malachi is called my messenger by God.
马拉基的意思就是说神的使者。
We ought to pay attention when somebody's called my messenger.
如果当神说我的使者的时候，我们一定要注意听。
These words are very important.
是非常重要的话。
They're the concluding word of the Old Testament.
是旧约末了结尾的话。
How we need to hear that word.
我们实在需要听见这些话。
And again, we looked at just three things.
我们看了还是三件事。
We looked at divine love.
我们看了神的爱。
The whole book starts with, I have loved you, saith the Lord of hosts.
马拉基书开始就是这样说，耶和华说，我喜爱你们。
Brothers and sisters, that is the supreme issue of the universe.
这是宇宙当中最大的一件事。
That's the first issue God raises.
这是神讲到的第一件事。
I have loved you.
我曾爱你们。
But not only that.
不但如此。
When you look at this book, you see divine judgment.
这本书里面让我们也看到神的审判。
God is a God who judges.
神是审判的神。
He judges unrighteousness.
他审判义人。
But he also judges his people.
他审判不义的人，他也审判他的子民。
He judges us not to destroy us.
但是他的审判不是要毁灭我们。
Everyone that is believed will not receive that final judgment of death.
每一个信主的人都不会受那死亡的审判。
It's the free gift of God, eternal life.
永生是神给我们白白的礼物。
But it doesn't mean we escape judgment.
但不是说我们可以逃离审判。
The book of Malachi is a book of divine judgment.
马拉基书是讲到神审判的书。
And God reveals the true condition of his people.
神将他子民真实的光景显明出来。
And as he reveals that true condition of his people,
当真实的光景显明出来的时候，
we discover what he's doing.
我们就发现神做的事。
It says in chapter 3 that he is the refiner.
第三章讲到他是炼金的人。
Brothers and sisters, God's judgment for his people is never to destroy.
神审判他子民不是要来毁灭他们。
It's always done in love. And it's always done to refine us. And it's always done to conform us to the image of the Lord Jesus. So in the end, we will not be judged with the world. This is Malachi. And then we saw his divine desire. We used... You're supposed to bump me. We used verse 3:16. They that feared Jehovah and spoke often to one another, and Jehovah observed it. Listen to that. Jehovah observed it and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Jehovah and thought upon his name, and they shall be unto me a peculiar treasure, saith Jehovah of hosts.
3:16. 那时, 敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论, 耶和华侧耳而听, 写在纪念册上, 在他面前, 记录那, 敬畏耶和华, 思念他名的人, 万军之耶和华说, 在我所定的日子, 他们必属我, 特特归我, 我必连续他们,
in those conditions of judgment,
在审判的时候,
God was looking for some that would respond to him.
神在寻找那些回应他的人,
and there were some that did respond to him.
有些人确实回应他,
thank God that Malachi is not such a gloomy book after all.
感谢主, 马拉基书, 不是那本灰暗的书,
and because they feared Jehovah,
因为那些敬畏耶和华的人,
and they talked often to one another,
他们常常彼此谈论,
doesn't that remind you of fellowship?
这是不是让我们想起我们之间的交通?
A book of remembrance was written about them.
那纪念册上就有他们的名字,
and God said the most incredible things.
神讲的真的是, 神讲的话实在是让我们稀奇,
they will be to me a peculiar treasure. Now, I don't have much treasure.
我没有什么值钱的东西,
but I can hardly imagine God saying this.
但是我实在没有办法想象神会这么说。
You know, I might roll out something and say, this is my treasure.
有的时候我会跟别人说, 你看, 这是我的宝贝。
But brothers and sisters, think of it just for a moment, if you will.
弟兄姐妹, 就简单地想一想,
what God is going to say to those that respond to Him are, these are my treasure.
神会对那些, 对他有回应地说, 他们实在是我的宝贝。
Can you imagine?
能够想象吗?
That's why Ephesians says, in the coming ages, He will display in us the unsearchable riches of His grace.
这就是为什么在以弗所书说, 在一切结束的时候, 神真的是要向我们显明那测不透的爱。
Okay, now we need to move on.
我们需要继续。
That's the review.
刚才那时候,
I hope that
复习,
some of you weren't here, that's why I did it.
那么因为, 啊,
前几次有些弟兄姐妹不在,
所以我先, 刚才呢是一个复习。
Today we're looking at the New Testament.
今天我们要看新约。
God's final speaking in the New Testament.
神在新约里面最后的话,
and that is the book of Revelation.
启示录,
now, just like the Old Testament wasn't just for the Old Testament saints,
就像旧约不单单是为着旧约的圣徒而已,
the book of Revelation written in the first century is not just for first century Christians.
也不单单只为第一世纪的基督徒,
this is a living book,
这是活的书,
a living letter,
叫活的书信,
a living epistle,
是活的书信,
for those of us that live at the end of the age.
是为着我们这些活在末世的人。
You know, brothers and sisters, Revelation is the greatest grace of God.
启示录是神最最伟大的恩典。
Think about it.
想一想,
we have the end of the story.
我们有故事的结局。
You know, this is not a mystery that we don't know how it ends. We know in the end God will have His full purpose. We know in the end that Christ will have His bride.
我们知道最终基督有他的心腹。
We know in the end that there will be a new Jerusalem.
我们知道最后有新耶路撒
冷。A new heaven and a new earth.
新天新地。
We know in the end there will be no more curses.
我们知道末了再也
没有咒诅。We know in the end there will be no more death.
没有死亡。
We know in the end there will be no more sorrow.
也没有痛苦。
We know in the end the greatest things.
我们知道最终都是好的。
Because we have this book.
因为启示录。
Isn't that precious?
是不是非常宝贵?
Just think if God had kept us in the dark.
就像神曾经在黑暗。
But he revealed the end to us already.
但是呢在末世的时候向我们启示出来。
That those of us in Christ Jesus might have the greatest hope.
所以让我们这些在耶稣基督里我们有最大的盼望。
You know, it talks in, when the Lord was speaking in the book of Matthew about the end times.
当主耶稣在马太福音里面讲到末时的时候
He talked about men's hearts fainting because they fear what's coming in the end.
讲到因为人因为末世的时候人心冷淡因为不法的事增多所以人心会冷淡
Look at the book of Revelation.
我们看启示录的时候
We don't have to fear what's coming in the end.
我们不需要再惧怕
We know what's coming in the end.
因为我们知道最终要发生的事
And we can rejoice about what's coming in the end.
所以我们为着将要来到的我们心里面欢喜快乐
Now this is Revelation.
这是启示录
You know, we might get hung up on all the mysteries and the signs and the seals and the war.
也许我们的心常常都放在那些意象里面太阳啊印啊战争啊这些事情。
But I think what's here is God shows us his glorious end.
但是呢在这里面最终让我们看到是神的荣耀。
This is what this book is about.
启示录就是这样的书。
Now, when you go to the beginning of Revelation,
我们看启示录一开始的时候
we know what this book was for.
我们知道这本书的目的。
It was God's heart letter to his church.
是神给他教会的心里面的信。
It says in chapter 1, verse 4,
第一章第四节
John to the seven assemblies or seven churches which are in Asia.
约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会。
It says in verse 20 of chapter 1,
第一章第二十节
The mystery of the seven stars which thou hast seen on your right hand and the seven golden lamps, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches and the seven lamps are the seven churches.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘那七星就是七个教会的使者七灯台就是七个教会
And it says in the Chapter 2, the last part of verse 1.
第二章第一节后一半。
These things says he that holds the seven stars in his hand, who walks in the midst of the golden lampstands.
那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
We know what this book is about.
我们知道这本书的目的。
It is a letter to his church.
是神给他教会的信。
It's actually a love letter to his church.
是一封情书。
Now it might not read to you like it's a love letter.
我读的时候你们觉得大概不像是情书。
But it's God revealing all of his heart to his beloved church.
但是是神对他所爱的教会向他们显明他的心愿。
So that in the end his church might bear his image.
所以最终教会可以成为他的形象。
It's not just all about the mysteries and the plagues and the wars.
不单单是讲到奥秘灾难和战争。
It's about his word for his church.
是他对教会的话。
You hear that word over and over again.
我们会一直一直听到他的话。
He that has an ear,
凡有耳的
let him hear,
就应当听
what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵对教会所说的话。
That's the emphasis of Revelation.
这是启示录的重点。
All the other just tells us what will happen.
所有其他的都是告诉我们说将要发生的事。
But the real spirit of this letter
但是这封信
is in the letters to the churches.
是教会的给教会的信。
So this is part of what we want to look at.
这是我们今天要看的。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is God's heart.
弟兄姐妹神的心乃是这样。
In those churches, he's looking for something.
在每一个教会里面他都在找一样事
He's not just taking a leisurely stroll
他不单单是肤浅的看一看
You know it says he's walking among the churches
乃是讲到他在当中行走
It's not just a leisurely stroll like we would take some day in the park
不是像我们去教会的时候，有的时候不过像走马观花一
样。But he's walking through the church.
他是在教会里面行走。
And he's intently looking in the church.
他是仔细的在看。
And he's looking for himself in the church.
他在教会里面寻找他自己。
And where he finds himself in the church,
当他在教会里找到自己的时候,
he commends the church.
他就对教会说,
And where he doesn't find himself in the church,
当他没有找到自己的时候,
he condemns the church.
他就责备教会。
But all of this is his love letter to the churches.
但是所有这些都是他给神的, 他给教会的情书。
And what he is looking for at the end of each of these letters to the church is the absolute same thing.
那么他在这七封书信最后他所说的他所找的其实都是同一个。
He is looking for overcomers.
在他所找的就是得胜者。
He is looking for those that will respond to him.
就是那些对他回应的人。
As we saw in the Old Testament,
就像我们在旧约已经看到的。
Not everyone responded to him.
不是每一个人对他都回应。
But when those did respond to him,
但是对那些回应他的。
He was able to do great things through them.
他就可以通过他们来做极大的事。
This is the principle all throughout the Bible.
这是整个圣经里面的一个原则。
He is looking for those
他在寻找那些
who will first of all hear his voice
首先他们听见他的声音
and respond to him
并且回应他
and then he will be able to accomplish his purpose.
这样呢神就能够完成他的目的。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
if you don't understand the importance of these letters, you don't understand Revelation.
如果我们不明白这些书信的重要性我们就不明白启示录。
Now are they coming to get me?
That's
okay. If you don't understand these letters to the seven churches, you can't understand the book of Revelation.
如果我们不明白给这七个教会的书信，我们就不明白
启示录。But even more,
更多的是,
if you don't understand this call to overcomers at the end of each of these letters, you can't understand the book of Revelation.
还有，如果我们不明白这七封书信最后对得胜者的呼召，我们还是不明白启示录。
God's purpose is bound up in the overcomers.
神所有的旨意最终都集中在得胜者上。
He's looking for overcomers.
他在寻找得胜者。
He's waiting for those that will hear his voice.
他在等候那些听见他声音的人。
And if they hear his voice,
如果他们听到他的话，
He makes great and precious promises to them.
他对他们就有极大的应许和宝贵。
This is what this book is about.
这就是启示录。
This is the focus of this book.
这是启示录的重点。
It is the overcomers at the end of the age.
乃是讲到末时的得胜者。
Now God's plan is intrinsically linked to the overcomers.
神的计划是跟得胜者密切相关的。
And this is the message at the end of the age to the church.
这是在末世对末世神的教会的话。
And I say this with real fear and trembling.
我真的是战惊，我说这些话的时候实在是战惊恐惧。
In a real sense, when you read this book,
当我们读这卷书的时候，
you will discover that without overcomers,
你会发现如果真的没有得胜者的话，
God will not be able to complete his purpose.
神就不能完成他的旨意。
Now brothers and sisters, I say with fear and trembling.
我这样说的时候实在心里面非常的战惊恐惧。
Because God is able to do anything he wishes to do.
因为神所要做的他都能够做。
He can do anything without us.
他不需要我们就可以做任何事。
But this is the mystery of his love.
但是因着爱的缘故就有这样一个奥秘。
He's chosen not to do it without us.
他选择呢，如果没有我们，他就不做。
Can you imagine?
能够想象吗？
I can't even begin to fathom love so deep.
我真的是没有办法想象他的爱是这样的深。
God who lives in unsearchable light.
神住在那光里面。
Has somehow from the beginning of creation when he made man said.
但是在创造的时候，他造了我们。
In the end, through man.
在最终又通过人
I will accomplish my purpose.
神说我要成就我的旨意。
You know the Lord Jesus even did that.
主耶稣也是这样。
He gave up all that seemed to be related to deity.
他将他好像他把他的神性放下。
He became Emmanuel, God with us.
成为以马内利神与我们同
在。 He was born of a woman.
他由妇人所生。
And he began known as the Son of Man.
他成为人子。
And as the last Adam, And the second man,
第二个人,
he fully accomplished God's will. Somehow think of the mystery. He has limited himself to man. I think this is an incredible thing. But if you don't understand the importance of overcomers in the book of Revelation, you will not understand Revelation. So that's the burden. Now we're going to look at three things. You sort of had that figured out, didn't you? You got that. We're going to look at the condition of the churches. You might notice there's been a theme this weekend. We've been taking a hard look at the condition of God's people. We'll do that again. We're going to look at the call of overcomers. And in the end, we're going to look at the conquest of the overcomers. So let's look at the condition of the churches. In chapter 2 and 3, you see the letters to the seven churches of Asia. You know, we might wonder, what on earth do these seven churches in Asia have to do with us?
我们也许会想, 这亚洲,
but these seven churches give a comprehensive revelation of the condition of God's people.
其实呢, 这七个教会让我们非常,
they say there are at least two ways to look at these seven letters.
至少有两种, 有两种方法我们可以看这七封书信。
First,
第一种方式,
it is the revelation of the different church conditions continuing throughout the whole of the era.
第一种方式呢, 就是把这七个教会看作呢, 在整个教会历史当中的历史, 整个教会的历史。
Or second,
第二种方式,
it is a theme that covers the successive periods of the church down through the age.
第二种方式乃是让我们看到，其实呢是教会的历史一个阶段一直一个阶段从开始一直到末了。Let
me make it clear again.
让我再澄清一下。One
is the conditions of the church throughout the era.
第一种方式呢，就是让我们看到历史历代教会的光景。Another
is more of a historic perspective.
另外一种呢，则是从历史的角度。That
these seven churches represent every period in church history from when the Lord Jesus left until he returns.
这七个教会表明的是从主离开一直到他回来这段教会历史当中的不同的阶段。
They're representative of the periods of church history.
讲到教会历史不同的阶段。
And there's much to be said about that.
那有很，我们可以讲到很多。
Now I think there's a third thing.
还有第三件事,
it may be my simplistic way of looking at things,
也许我是一个很简单的人,
but these were actual churches.
这讲的其实是真实,
they actually existed in Asia Minor. They were actually there. They had names.
他们确实存在,
and these were their peculiar conditions. Now, whatever your view of this, or it may be all of those,
不管你用什么方式来看,
we need to know one thing absolutely clear.
我们有一件事我们绝对需要清楚地知道,
that these seven love letters
这七封情书,
are dealing with one thing.
就是要为着一件事,
what is the condition of the church?
就是教会的情形。
Now, there's a key word to understand these seven letters.
有一个关键字能够帮助我们明白。
There is the word I know.
就是我知道。
After every church is introduced, there is the word I know.
在讲完了每一个教会之后都会说我知道。
Now, the Lord Jesus knows the condition of the church. And he tells them he knows their condition.
他告诉我们他知道。
Look at Ephesus, chapter 2, verse 2.
以弗所教会第二章第二节。
I know.
我知道。
Look at chapter 2, verse 9.
第二章第九节,
Smyrna, it says, I know.
士美拿教会那里说,
Look at Pergamos in 2 verse 13.
国家麻教会2章13节,
the Lord who is walking among the candlesticks says, I know.
在金灯台中间行走的主说,
Look at Thyatira in 2:19.
推雅推拉教会2章19节,
the first thing the Lord says is, I know.
神说的第一件事就是,
Look at Sardis in 3 verse 1.
撒迪教会3章第一节,
he says, I know.
他说,
Look at Philadelphia.
菲拉铁菲教会,
now that's not Pennsylvania.
不是那个费城,
he says in verse 8 of chapter 3, I know.
3章8节说,
And then the last of the churches, Laodicea,
最后的老底家教会,
in 3 verse 15,
3章15节,
he says, I know.
他说我知道,
Brothers and sisters, this is the key.
主耶稣, 弟兄姐妹,
he knows our condition.
他知道我们的光景,
He's not put off by our condition.
他并不是忽略我们的光景,
He's not surprised at your condition.
他也不是
He's not overwhelmed at your condition. He isn't rubbing his head thinking, oh my, I didn't know that about that brother. I didn't know that about Newark, New Jersey.
他说,
Somehow they've kept that hidden from me. But the first thing the Lord Jesus says is this.
但是主说的第一件事乃是,
I know. Brothers and sisters, he knows all things.
弟兄姐妹他知道万有,
and he still has written those love letters to his church.
但是他还是给他的教会写了这些情书。
Some may be commendation.
有一些也许是鼓励。
Some may be condemnation.
有些可能是责备。
But all are out of his love.
但是都是为了他爱的缘故。
All right, let's look at a few of these.
我们看几处。
Turn to Ephesus.
我们来, 先看以弗所教会,
2 verse 2
2章2节,
I know thy works
我知道你的行为,
and thy labor and thine endurance and thou canst not bear evil men and thou hast tried them who say that themselves are apostles and are not and hast found them liars and endurest well, go ahead.
我知道你的行为劳碌人啊, 也知道你不能容忍恶人, 你也曾试验那自称为使者, 使徒却不是使徒的,
Look at verse 4. But I have against thee that thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works.
然而有一件事我要责备你, 就是你把起初的爱心离弃了, 所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的, 并要悔改, 行起初所行的事。
A lot of people say that this letter to Ephesus was the apostolic period that immediately followed the Lord's ascension back to the Father's throne.
有人说这封写给以弗所的信呢，乃是在使徒，就是将要使徒离开这个世界之后，马上呢就写给当时的教会的。
Remember this about Ephesus.
想想关于以弗所的事,
they had the greatest revelation. That book of Revelation.
启示录这本书,
if you look at the letter to Revelation, I mean the book of what did I say? That book of Ephesus.
如果我们看以弗所书的话,
is the what's been referred to is the high watermark of Scripture.
乃是讲到圣经启示的最高点。
It's God's highest thought in Revelation.
是神启示的最高点。
This is what they had.
他们有了这样的启示。
But somehow things began to happen.
但是后来发生了一些事。
They had a great beginning.
他们的起点非常的高。
There was even much that God commended them for.
那么神对他们有教训。
Their works and their labor and their endurance.
神因着他们的行为劳碌和忍耐而
And even apostles and liars who called themselves apostles were found out in their midst.
他们能够试验那自称使徒却不是使徒，而且看出他们是假的来。
But there comes this searing word from him that knows all.
但是从那位知道一切的主的 主的那里对他们也有非常严厉的话。
But I have against thee.
但是有一件事我要责备你。
Thou hast left thy first love.
就是你们离弃了起初的爱。
They kept doing things, but they left their first love.
他们还在继续做事，但是起初的爱失去了。
Can you imagine?
能够想象吗？
This was their condition.
这是他们的情形。
Now, I am comforted about this.
但是因此我心里面也得一些安慰。
It didn't say they have lost their first love.
不是说他们失去了起初的爱。
They have left their first love.
他们减少了。
If they could just turn again.
如果他们能够转回。
If in this great appeal of mercy they would just turn again.
如果因着神的怜悯他们能够回转。
He would restore them to the former brilliance and glory.
神要恢复他们进入完全的荣耀。
But this is the condemnation.
但是这是责备。
And this is the condition.
这是他们的光景。
They had left.他们离开了起初的爱心。It was the beginning of decline.
这是他们开始堕落。
There was much labor.
他们还有很多的行为。
And much service.
还有许多的工作。
And many good things that could be said about them.
他们当中还有许多的善行。
Now, brothers and sisters, I wonder about us.
弟兄姐妹，我想我们自己的时候。
Is there much service?
我们有很多的服事
and much labor,
许多的工作
and many good things that could be said about us,
我们也有许多好的行为
but will the one who sees all write this edict about us?
但是那些能够监察万有的
will he say, I have something against you?
他会不会说有一件事要责备你
you have left your first love.
你离开了起初的爱
this is the condition of revelation.
这是启示录启示录里面让我们看到的教会的情形。
Well, let's look at another one.
我们看下一个。
Smyrna.
施美拿教会。
Verse 9.
第九节。
I know thy tribulation and thy poverty, but thou art rich.
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的。
Many people say this was the age of persecution.
很多人说这是基督徒受逼迫的时代。
I was reading the book I told you, The Christian Testimony Through the Ages.
我跟大家讲过，我读了一本书，就是《历世历代基督教圣徒见证》。
My brother Karen.
弟兄写的。
Yeah. That sounds close enough. But what I was impressed with in reading this book.
但是我读这本书给我深刻的印象乃是。
Was how greatly the true church suffered.
乃是呢，真正的教会他们受的灾难是何等的大。
I had not focused on it so much.
我过去没有很注重这一点。
But it says to them.
但是主对他们说。
I know your tribulation.
我知道你的患
难。And your poverty.
和你的贫穷。
But thou art rich.
但你是富足的。
Says in verse 10.
第十节说。
Fear nothing of what you're about to suffer.
不要怕你所受的苦。
And it says in the latter part of verse 10,
第十节的后半部说,
Be faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life.
你务要至死忠心,我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
Great suffering.
大的逼迫。
You know, this is one of only the two churches that there's no rebuke.
是否知道在七个教会里面只有两个教会没有受责备这是其中一个
How greatly they suffered.
他们受了那么大的患难
There was no rebuke.
但神没有责备他们
They satisfied his heart.
他们让主的心心满意足
I heard a story about John Bunyan.
我知道一个关于、约翰本人的故事
The only thing John Bunyan read was the Bible in Fox's Book of Martyrs.
那他写的唯一的一本书是
Fox's Book of Martyrs
啊，他是讲到关于殉道者的那本书
He understood something of the suffering of the faithful church
他明白忠心的教会他们所要受的患难
Made a great impression upon that man
他们真的是给我们非常深的印象
This is the condition of Smyrna
这是士美拿教会的情
形。Well, let's look at some other ones.
我们再看一下。
Pergamus, the third church.
第三个教会，别加摩教会。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
I know where thou dwellest.
我知道你的居所。
Where the throne of Satan is.
就是有撒旦座位之处。
Now, can you imagine such condemnation?
能够想象这样的责备吗？
This is his church.
这是主的教会。
You know, we've been called many things in Richmond, Virginia.
在 Richmond 那边我们说。
But never once has somebody said to us, I know where you meet, where the throne of Satan is.
关于我们教会可以有各样的说法，但是从来没有人说我知道你们聚会的地方乃有撒旦的座位。
Can you imagine?
能够想象吗？
I think that's for the harshest condemnation.
我想这是最最严厉的责备。
It was their condition.
但这就是他们的情形。
This was the period when idolatry came into the church.
这是呢当偶像进入教会的那个时期。
This was the period when the clergy system began to be established.
这是当神职制度开始建立起来的那个时期。
This was the condition of the church.
这是当时教会的情形。
It says in the end of verse 15,
在十五节的结尾。
So, well, verse 15, so thou also hast those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans in like manner.
第十五节说，你那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人的教训。
Now, Nicolaitanism is conquering the laity.
尼格拉的意思呢，就是征服平民的。
This is when the clergy does everything.
这就是神职人员他们做的事。
Brothers and sisters, that's not God's heart for His church.
弟兄姐妹，这不是神对着教会的心意。
He wants to see the priesthood of all believers.
他要的是信徒都是祭司。
Every brother and sister is a priest.
每一个弟兄姐妹都是祭司。
Now it doesn't mean there won't be special workers and special gifts as we see in Ephesians 4.
这不是说呢，在教会里面没有像以弗所书所说的那些有特别恩赐的人。
But this is his heart.
但是神的心意。
And this was their condition.
但是呢，这是当时他们教会的
情形。I know where thou dwellest.
我知道你们。
Where the throne of Satan is.
有撒旦座位之处。
I think it's incredible.
这真的是令人难以置信。
And he says in verse 16.
第十六节又说。
I will come and make war.
我要用剑攻击你们。
Can you imagine him saying that about the church that he loves?
能够想象他对他所爱的教会说这样的话吗？
This was their condition.
但是这是他们的情形。
The fourth church.
第四个教会。
Thyatira.
推亚推拉教会。
Some say this was the power of the papacy, the period when the pope was in the height of his power over the church.
有人说这一段是讲到当教皇具有了最高的权力的那一段时期。
Verse 19.
第十九节,
I know thy works and love and faith and service and thy endurance and thy last works to be more than the first.
我知道你的行为、爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你末后所行的善事比起初所行的更多。
But listen to this condemnation.
但是我们仔细听
我的责备。But I have against thee.
然而有一件事我要责备你。
That thou permittest the woman Jezebel, she who calls herself prophetess, and she who teaches and leads astray my servants to commit fornication and to eat of the idol sacrifices.
就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。
And I gave her time that she should repent, and she would not repent of her fornication.
我曾给她悔改的机会，她却不肯悔改她的淫行。
This is the condition in Thyatira.
这是在推亚推拉教会的光景。
How dark it is!
何等的黑暗！
One brother described it like this.
有一位弟兄这样说。
He said, all around was night.
他说左全部的都是黑暗。
In the world and in the church.
在教会在世界上全部都是
黑暗。Truly this was the darkest of ages.
这实在是最黑暗的时期。
And even history records it, the dark ages.
甚至在历史书上都说这是黑暗时期。
The Bible that we love so much.
我们如此所爱的圣经。
Was chained and hidden from the common man.
却呢被铁链锁起来，以至于一般的人都没有机会读。
And those in the church ruled brutally over them.
那么教会被那些统治者所统治的。
This was the condition of Thyatira.
这是推亚推拉教会的情形。
Now, Sardis is the next church.
萨迪是下一个教会。
in chapter 3,
第三章,
the latter part of verse 1.
第一节的后一部分,
I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest, but are dead.
我知道你的行为,按名你是活的,其实是死的。
Now we have had this said about us in Richmond.
在Richmond的时候,我们也常常这样说自己。
But can you imagine?
但是你能够想象,
what a condemnation.
这是怎样的责任?
You have a name that you're living.
你有活的名,
but you're dead.
但你是死的。
This is the condemnation.
这是主的责备,
this is the condition.
这是他们的情形,
of Sardis.
撒迪教会的情形。
Verse 4.
第四节,
but thou hast a few names in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white because they are worthy.
然而在撒迪, 你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的, 他们要穿白衣与我同行, 因为他们是配得的过的。
Many of people say these conditions are the conditions of dead Protestantism.
很多人说, 这里面讲到穿白衣的是那些殉道的。
In other words, the Protestant church.
是那些受逼迫的教会。
Much of what is in the Protestant church is dead.
就讲到是说那些当时那些从罗马教出来的。
They have a name that they're living.
所以呢,他们都把他名字记下来。
But in fact, their inner condition is dead.
但是呢,他们有活的名,
this is the condition of the church.
但是他们其实是死的。
Then we look at Philadelphia.
然后我们来看希腊铁非教会。
Many say this is about evangelism in that period of revival.
很多人说呢, 这是教会, 恢复阶段的那些,
Verse 8.
那些清教徒第八节,
I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, which no man can shut, because thou hast a little power, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
我知道你的行为,你略有一点力量,也曾遵守我的道,没有弃绝我的名,看到我在你面前给你开一个门,是无人能关的。
There's nothing but praise.
这里面就是主就是赞扬他们。
This is the second church, there's nothing but praise.
这是受主赞扬的第二个教会。
Notice he doesn't say you have great power.
主这里面没有说你大有能力。
He says you have a little power.
他说你略有能力。
He says you've kept my word.
说你遵守了我的道。
And you haven't denied my name.
你没有弃绝我的名。
Brothers and sisters, that's a recipe for success in the church of God.
神的教会要成功就要走这条道路。
Little power.
略有力量。
But a great testimony.
但是是一个极大的见证。
This is the church of Philadelphia.
这是菲拉铁菲教会。
He makes the greatest promises to Philadelphia.
神给菲拉铁菲教会一个极大的应许。
It says in verse 9, the latter part,
第九节的后一半,
I will cause them that, he's talking about those, let's begin at verse 9.
从第九节前面开始,
I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews, but are not, and lie. Behold, I will cause that they shall come and shall do homage before thy feet, and shall know that I have loved thee.
那撒旦淫秽的,自称是犹太人,其实不是犹太人,乃是说谎话的,看哪,我要使他们来到你面脚下下拜,脚前下拜,也使他们知道我已经爱你了。
You know, it doesn't matter who comes and bows down before our feet.
其实谁到我们脚前来下拜无关紧要。
But it matters to you and me that the Lord says, and you will know,
但是当主说,
that I have loved you.
当主说, 你知道我爱你们的时候, 这才是最重要的。
This is the love letter.
这是一封情书。
This is the church of Philadelphia.
这是菲拉铁菲教会。
He says in verse 10,
第十节他说,
I also will keep thee out of the hour of trial which is about to come upon the whole habitable world. To try them that dwell upon the earth, I come quickly, hold fast that which thou hast, that no one take thy crown.
你既遵守我忍耐的道, 我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你免去你的试炼, 我必快来, 你要持守我你所有的, 免得人夺去你的冠冕。
I believe in one sense,
我相信,
like Brother Newell said,
就像牛弟兄所说的,
Philadelphia represents the faithful down through all the ages of the church.
菲拉铁会教会代表的是历史历代所有忠心的教会,
a little strength,
略有力量,
kept thy word,
但是持守神的道,
haven't denied thy name.
持守神的名,
this is what we need.
这是我们所需要的,
now the last church,
最后一个教会,
Laodicea,
劳迪加教会,
this many people say is the last age of the church.
很多人说这是末世的教会,
and many people say we are living today in the Laodicean age.
也很多人说我们现在生活在劳迪加教会的时代,
it's the age of lukewarmness.
是不冷不热的时代,
listen to what it says.
听听主的话,
verse 15,
第15节,
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot.
我知道你的行为, 你也不冷也不热, 我巴不得你或冷或热。
Thus, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I am about to spew thee out of my mouth.
你既如温水, 也不冷也不热, 所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
And listen to what they say about themselves.
他们自己说什么呢?
Because thou sayest, I am rich, and am grown rich, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art the wretched, and the miserable, and the poor, and the blind, and the naked.
你说我是富足,已经发了财,一样都不缺,却不知道你是那困苦,可怜,贫穷,瞎眼,赤身的。
This was the condemnation.
这是责备。
This was their condition.
这是他们的光景。
Brothers and sisters, we boast in the West.
弟兄姐妹, 我们常常自夸说,
of our churches.
为我们的教会自夸,
and I wonder if he who knows all isn't looking.
但是, 知不知道那个鉴察人心的主,
and saying, you are neither cold nor hot.
说你不冷也不热,
you are lukewarm.
你像温水,
and I'm about to spew you out of my mouth.
我要把你从我的口中吐出去。
But he says the most incredible thing.
但是神说,
look at verse 20.
第20节,
he says this to the church in Laodicea.
他对劳底家的教会这样说,
behold, I stand at the door and am knocking.
看啊,我站在门外叩门。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me.
若有听见我声音就开门的,我要进到他那里去,我与他,他与我一同坐席。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
this is the condition of Laodicea.
这是劳底加教会的光景。
Now we use this as a gospel message.
我们常常用这段来传福音。
I have used it many times as a gospel preaching message.
我常常也用这段来传福音。
We tell unbelievers, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in with him and sup with him, and he with me.
我们常常对不信的人这样来传福音说,我叩门,若听见我声音就开门的,我要进到他那里去,他与我,我与他要一同坐席。
I think it's wonderful to use it that way.
我想这样传福音非常的好。
I think you could continue to use it that way.
我想弟兄姐妹可以继续这样传。
Save all you can with that way.
用这种方式来使人得救。
But it's much more sad than that.
但是这节经文还有更多的意思。
This is to his church.
这是对教会所说的话。
In the last hour,
在末日,
the Lord of the church is outside of the church.
主的教会在教会的门外,
he's not inside the church.
他不是在教会里面,
he's outside the church.
他在教会的外面,
and he's knocking on the door.
他在叩门,
and he continues to knock on the door.
他一直在叩门,
and he wonders, will they answer that door?
他在想有没有人会来开门。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
看啊,我在门外叩门。
Will you open to me?
你会给我开门吗?
This is the message to the church.
这是对教会的信息。
Brothers and sisters, this is the love letter of God to the church.
弟兄姐妹, 这是神给教会的情书。
I am on the outside.
我在门外。
Open the door.
为我开门。
Let me come in.
让我进来。
Let me restore the former glory.
让我来恢复神
从前的荣耀。And let me complete my purpose.
完成神的目的。
These are the conditions of the church.
这是教会的情形。
It reminds me in Matthew chapter 23.
让我想起马太福音第二十三章。
In verse 37.When the Lord said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those that are sent unto them, how often would I have gathered thy children as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, and then it concludes, and you would not.Did I say 23, Matthew 23?
23章 16, 第十六节
37, did I?
36节
You can all bump me.
37节耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷啊你常杀害先知又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人我多次愿意聚集你的儿女好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下只是你们不愿意
I can't read that. One brother has said this is the worst condition of the church.
一位弟兄说这是教会光景当中最糟糕的一段时间。
What are we to do?
我们要怎样呢?
There's an answer.
有一个答案。
There's a simple call.
有一个简单的呼召。
It's the call of the overcomer.
就是对得胜者的呼召。
We've already read those verses.
我们已经读过这些经文。
It says, he that has an ear,
是说凡有耳的,
let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
就要听到圣灵对教会所说的话。
This is the answer.
这就是答案。
It says, he that overcomes.
那些得胜的。
It's tremendous, he that overcomes.
是那些得胜的。
And then there's that second great key word in those letters to the churches.
在这些对教会的书信里面我们看到第二个关键字。
In the beginning it says, I know your condition.
在前面是说我知道我知道你们的光景。
But when he speaks of the overcomers,
然后当他对得胜者说话的时候
there's that second key word.
有第二个关键字。
The key word is, I will.
就是我要
Brothers and sisters, this is the greatest promise.
弟兄姐妹这是最大的应许
All we have to hear
我们所要听见的
Even with the worst conditions
就是在我们最糟糕的情形时
Is just hear what the Spirit says to the church
就是要听见圣灵对教会所说的话
And then respond to the living Christ
并且对活的对永生的对活的基督我们要回应
And then he makes the greatest and most precious promises
神就给我们最伟大最宝贵的应许
Look at chapter 2 verse 7
第二章第七节
To him that overcomes I will give him to eat of the tree of life which is in the paradise of God
得胜的我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃
What a promise
何等样的应许
Think about that promise
想想这个应许
What was lost in creation in Genesis
在创世纪里面我们所失去的
is now restored to the people of God
如今向神的子民恢复了。
What was lost completely in Genesis?
在创世纪里面完全失去的。
And there was an angel with a flaming sword to guard the way to the tree of life.
天使用那有火的那个剑把守了生命树的道路。
To those that overcome is this promise.
但是得胜的有这样的应许。
I will give you to eat of the tree of life which is in the paradise.Of God.
我要将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Look at Smyrna.
施米拿教会。
It says in the latter part of verse 10.
第十节后半部说。
I will give thee a crown of life.
我要赐给你生命的冠冕。
This is the promise to the overcomer.
这是对得胜者的应许。
He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies.
圣灵对众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Listen to this promise.
听一听这样的应许。
He that overcomes shall in no wise be injured of the second death.
得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great promise.
弟兄姐妹，这是极大的应许。
This is all because some responded.
都是因为有人回应了神的话。
And if they respond,
如果他们回应了，
they have this great promise.
他们就得到这样的应许。
Well, there's more. You can look at Pergamos.
我们也可以看别加摩的教会。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
It says to Pergamos,
对于别加摩教会
说， I will give to him a white stone.And on the white, and on the stone, a new name written, which no one knows but he that receives it.
得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，赐他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
A white stone with a new name.
一块白石上面写着新名字。
You know, you don't know what your name is going to be.
我们不知道以后我们是什么名字。
Mine might be Tom with all I've put him through.
也许以后我的名字叫 Tom,
or Tom Larry,
或 Tom Larry.
Brothers and sisters, what great, exceeding great and precious promises!
弟兄姐妹，这是何等的极大的应许！
Peter in his letter said, "We have received the most exceeding great and precious promises that we might become partakers of the divine nature."
彼得在他的书信里面说，我们都蒙了极大的应许，使我们与他神的性情有份。
To the overcomer, the greatest promises are made.
神给得胜者这样极大的应许。
To Thyatira,
推亚推拉的教会。
With all of their problems,
虽然有许多的问题。
With all of their whoredom,
虽然许多的。
Says in verse 26,
但是第二十六节说。
And he that overcomes,
但那得胜的。
And he that keeps unto the end my works, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he shall shepherd them with a rod of iron, as vessels of pottery are they broken in pieces. Also I have received from my Father, and I will give to him the morning star.
那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄，制服列国，他必用铁杖辖管他们。将他们如同摇户的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从我父领受的权柄一样，我又要把晨星赐给他。
We look at Sardis,
萨迪的教会。
Verse 5 of chapter 3,
三章五节。
He that overcomes, he shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, and will confess his name before my Father and his angels.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
And to Philadelphia,
菲拉铁菲教会。
In verse 12,
第十二节。
To him that overcomes,
得胜的。
Says you'll make him a pillar in the house of God.
我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。
Now brothers and sisters, remember what he said about them.
弟兄姐妹，
He said you have a little strength.
主耶稣对腓拉铁菲教会说，你略有力量。
But the greatest promise is made to Philadelphia.
但是对腓拉铁菲教会
，You will become a pillar in the house of God.
你要在神的殿中成为柱子。
Now I know something about pillars.
关于柱子我知道一些事。
And pillars have to have great strength.
柱子必须要很有力量。
They have to bear up the weight of the whole building.
他们要承受整个建筑的重量。
And if they fail, the whole building will collapse.
如果柱子倒了，整个建
筑都垮。But to this one that had a little strength,
但是这个略有一点力量。
He said, "I will make you a pillar in the house of my God."
神却对他说，我要使你成为神殿里的柱子。
This is the great promises.
这是神伟大的应许。
I will write upon them the name of my God and my new name.He's in verse 12.
我要将我神的名和我神城的名，并我的新名都写在他上面。
This is the promises, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这是神的应许。
And even to Laodicea,
甚至对老底家教会。
You would think he would get tired of knocking.
你觉得真的神的真的是要放弃不再敲门了？
You know, most of us go up and just knock for a few minutes.
知道我们敲门的时候只是敲一会儿。
Nobody answers the door.
如果没有人开门，
We're gone.
我们就走了。
Three knocks and I'm out of here.
敲三门，敲三次就走了。
But the Lord Jesus says, I am knocking. All down through the centuries, he says, I am knocking.
但是主说，我在敲门，我一直敲门，我世世代代一直在敲门。
And he will not leave
他不会离开。
Until someone opens that door.
直到有人把门打开。
And those that open that door,
那些打开门的
are the overcomers.
就是得胜者。
This is the secret.
这就是那个秘密。
Well, we're almost out of time.
我们时间快要结束。
Laodicea.
老底家教会。
Even to Laodicea,
甚至对老底家教会,
he makes great promises.
他也有极大的应许。
Verse 21,
第二十一节,
he that overcomes, to him will I give to sit in my throne.
得胜的, 我要赐他在宝座上与我同坐。
As also I have overcome,
就如我得了胜,
and have sat down in my father's throne.
在我父的宝座上与他同坐一
番。 He that has an ear,
凡有耳的,
let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
就要听圣灵对众教会所说的话。
Now let me just talk about a few things before we close.
我们结束之前我再讲几件事。
Some people have a wrong understanding of what overcomers are.
有些人对得胜者有误解。
They think they're the elect of the elect.
觉得他们必须是最优秀的。
I think that's an absolutely wrong understanding of what an overcomer is.
我相信这是对得胜者绝对错误的理解。
An overcomer is just a normal Christian.
一个得胜者就是一个普通的基督徒。
You know, everyone else is just abnormal.
其他的人都是不正常的。
Yeah, we like to use the word dysfunctional today.
今天我们常常喜欢说不工作的。
We might even use it about Christians.
我们也可以用在基督徒身上。
Most of us are dysfunctional Christians.
我们很多人都是没有功用的基督徒。
We're not functioning.
我们没有在尽功用。
But the overcomer is nothing special.
但是得胜者没有任何特别的地方。
The overcomer is just a normal Christian.
他们就是正常的基督徒。
They're not special.
他们也不是特别的,
but they stand for something special.
但是他们所代表的是特
别的。 And when the church fails,
当教会失败的时候,
they stand in the gap.
但是他们却能站住。
And they're not these independent,
他们不是那些独立的人,
exclusive brethren,
他们也不是那些排斥的,
who have nothing to do with the others.
他们不与其他的弟兄姐妹交通。
Because of their faithfulness,
因为他们的忠心,
they bring all the others through.
他们就能够帮助其他的弟兄姐妹。
It's like when the priest stood in the Jordan,
就好像那些站在约旦河里面的祭司。
And they bore the ark of the testimony on their shoulders,
他们肩上扛着见证的柜。
And they stood in those waters heaped up in the Jordan,
他们站在水里，水约旦河的水就分开。
And all of Israel was able to go through,
是全以色列人都可以跨过约旦河。
On dry land.
能够来到应许之地。
This is the overcomer.
这才是得胜者。
We stand in that place of death for our brothers and sisters.
我们站在为弟兄姐妹我们站立的。
We respond to God's call.
我们回应神的呼召。
And he's able to bring the whole company through.
就能够带着整个的带领所有的弟兄姐妹一同向
前进。May we have an ear to hear.
愿我们有耳朵可以听。
What the Spirit says to the church.
圣灵对众教会所说的话。
Now let me end with my last point.
我最后再讲一点。
I don't think we can look at all of chapter 12.
我想我们没有时间把十二章全部都看。
Chapter 12 tells us about the conquest of the overcomers.
十二章告诉我们是讲到得胜者的。
You know, there's a wild scene in chapter 12.
十二章里面让我们看到有大的异象。
There's this woman in travail.
有一个产难中的妇人。
And brothers and sisters, that woman that is in travail is the church.
这个产难中的妇人是教会。
And she's about to bring forth a man child.
他要生出一个男孩。
And that man child is the overcomer.
这个男孩就是得胜者。
And it says the great red dragon,
讲到一个大红龙。
The adversary,
就是那个
Satan,
撒旦。
Or the devil,
或者魔鬼。
Stands before that woman,
站在那个妇人的前面。
Who's about to bring forth,
要生男孩。
And then what he wants to do, this enemy of God,
这个神的仇敌他要做的。
Is to consume her child.
要吞噬那个男孩。
This is the overcomer.
他是得胜者。
Satan isn't so concerned about the woman because of her poor condition.
撒旦并不在意那个妇人，因为他的光景不好。
I'm sorry, I stomped on you again. But Satan is absolutely concerned about the overcomer.
但是撒旦对得胜者却绝对要注意。
So much so that he waits to consume that man child.
以至于他等着要吞吃。
But God does a wonderful thing.
但是神做了奇妙的事。
As soon as the man child is delivered,
就是男孩一生出来。
The man child is caught up to the throne.
就被带到宝座上
caught up to the heavens.
就被提到天上
We call that the first rapture.
我们称那是第一次被提
And there's war in the heavens.
在天上就有征战
And Michael and his archangel, Michael the archangel.
那加米勒
And his angels.
以及他的使者
Declare war on Satan.
就与撒旦征战
The red dragon.
大红龙
The great adversary.
就是那个欺骗
And Satan is cast to the earth.
被摔到地上
Brothers and sisters, this conquest wouldn't have happened without the overcomers.
弟兄姐妹，如果没有得胜者，就不会天上不会有这样的征战。
I hope this makes you understand the importance of the message of the overcomers.
我希望这能够让大家明白得胜者的信息是何等的重要。
Don't just dismiss it.
不要忽略。
Don't just say, "Oh, rubbish! Don't have anything to do with it."
不要说这个没有任何的用处。
If he can find those who are faithful and who will respond to that call,
如果神能够找到那些忠心并且回应他呼召的
he will be able to shorten time.
他就能够缩短他回来的时间
capture them up to heaven.
将他们带到天上
and there Satan will finally be thrown to the earth.
使撒旦能够被从天上摔到地上
and he knows his days are then numbered.
就知道他被消灭的日子近了。
Now, the secret of the overcomer is in verse 11.
那么得胜者的秘诀在第十一节。
And they overcame him by reason of the blood of the Lamb, and by reason of the word of the testimony, and have not loved their lives even to death.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
I like the way Darby translates this.
我喜欢达比弟兄这样的翻译。
They overcame him, speaking of the great red dragon.
他们能够胜过大红龙。
And the ancient serpent.
以及呢那古蛇。
And the devil who is Satan.
也就是那个魔鬼，就是撒旦。
They overcame him for a reason.
他们胜过他是有原因的。
It wasn't their own strength.
不是他们自己的力量。
It wasn't that they were so powerful in themselves.
不是他们自己大有能力。
They knew something about the blood of the Lamb.
而是与羔羊的血。
They knew something about the victory of Christ.
他们知道基督的得胜。
And this was how they could overcome that ancient serpent.
这就是因此他们能够胜过那个古蛇。
Brothers and sisters, being an overcomer is not that complicated.
做一个得胜者并不复杂。
You don't need a PhD in divinity.
你不需要神学的博士学位。
You can be the slowest of the slow.
你的反应可以非常非常的慢。
You can be the brightest and the best.
你也可以是最最聪明的人。
But if you know the victory of the Lord Jesus.
但是只要你知道基督的得胜。
If you know the power of the blood of the Lamb.
如果你知道基督羔羊宝血的力量。
If you know what it means to be dead in Christ,
如果你知道在基督里死是什么意思。
And then to be made alive in Christ,
主啊，然后你在基督里活过来。
And then to ascend in Christ,
并且与基督同生被提到宝座上。
And know something on this earth of what it means to reign with Christ,
那么就知道能够基督一同在地上作王。
Then you're an overcomer,
那你就是一个得胜者。
You overcome by reason of the blood of the Lamb,
你因着羔羊的血而得胜。
But not only that,
不但如此。
Overcame by reason of their testimony.
也是因着他们的见证而得胜。
A lot of people give testimony.
很多人都会做见证。
We say, well, "I would like to hear your testimony."
会对人说，我想听你的见证。
But their testimony is not their testimony.
但是他的见证不一定是得胜者的见证。
Their testimony is Jesus is our testimony.
得胜者的见证乃是说，基督是我的见证。
This is the simple secret of how they conquer.
这就是他们得胜的简单的秘诀。
You remember the Apostle Paul explained his secret to the Philippian believers.
记不记得使徒保罗对腓立比的教会述说他得胜的奥秘
？I think it's in chapter 121.
应该是第一章二十二节。
He said, "For me to live is Christ."
他说，因我活着就是基督。
Brothers and sisters, I'll never forget the day I saw that.
弟兄姐妹，我从来不会忘记，当我读到这一节经文的时候
，It was like the whole Bible lit up for me，
就好像整本圣经都向我打开了。
I saw that the Christian life wasn't me overcoming。
我看到基督徒的生活不是我得胜
，It wasn't my strength，
不是我的力量
，It wasn't my power，
也不是我的能力
，It was His power，
是他的力量
，It wasn't my testimony，
不是我的见证
，It was His testimony，
是他的见证。
This is the simple secret of the overcomer，
这是得胜者的简单的秘诀。
Paul said it again in Galatians 2:20，
在加拉太书二章二十节，保罗说
：“He said, I am crucified with Christ。”
他说：“我已经与基督同钉十字
架。”Nevertheless, I live。
如今我活着。
Yet not I。
不再是我。
But Christ lives in me。
乃是基督活在我里面。
This is the simple secret of the overcomer。
这是得胜者简单的秘诀。
You can do this。
你也可以这样。
All you have to do is make him your testimony。
我们所要做的就是让他成为我们的见证。
You will never overcome or conquer by your strength or your power。
你从来不是靠着自己的力量、自己的能力得胜而成为得胜者。
You will find yourself losing against the ancient serpent。
你会发现呢，你一直会败给那个古蛇。
You will find yourself overwhelmed at the red dragon。
你会发现你会被那个大红蛾淹没。
You will find that Satan and the devil are smarter than you。
你会发现魔鬼，会发现撒旦比你聪明得多。
But when your testimony is simply Christ lives in me，
但是如果你的见证简简单单就是基督在我里面活着，
This is the reason they overcame，
那么你就能够得胜。
And finally it says they loved not their lives even unto death，
最后他们说他们至死忠心，他们不爱惜生命以至于死。
Now this is another very simple thing，
这也是另外一个很简单的事。
This doesn't mean we're all martyred，
不是说我们都要成为殉道的。
Like those in Fox's Book of Martyrs，
不是像那本书里面所讲的那些殉道的。
Or James the first apostle，
或者说像雅各第一个使徒殉道的。
Or many thousands down through the centuries，
或者世世代代许许多多殉道的信徒。
The word life in this verse, chapter 12, verse 11,
在二章十一节那里面讲到的性命
is your soul life.
是你的魂性命。
You love not your soul life even unto death.
如果你不爱惜你的魂性命以至于死。
The secret of the overcomer was simple.
得胜者的秘诀很简单。
They obeyed the words of the Lord.He said, "He that is to be my disciple, let him take up his cross and follow me."
主耶稣说，要若要跟从我，就当若有人要跟从我，就当背起十字架来跟从我。
He said, "He that loves his soul life will lose it."
凡爱惜自己生命的，都要失去生命。
But he who loses his life for my name's sake shall find it unto life eternal.
万我为我名缘故舍弃他性命的，必要得到生命。
This.Is the secret of the overcomer's conquest.
这就是得胜者他们得胜的秘诀。
Now, brothers and sisters, I hope this means something to you.
弟兄姐妹，我希望这些话你能够对你有能够有益处。
Everyone in this room can be an overcomer.
我们这里的每一个人都可以成为得胜者。
You may be six.
也许六十岁。
You may be 60 like me.
你也许十六岁，你也许六十岁。
You may be 90.
你也许只有九岁。
But if you respond to that call,
但是如果你回应这个呼召，
if you hear what the Spirit says to the churches,
如果你听到圣灵对众教会所说的话，
if you make your secret the secret of this man child,
如果你能够真的是看到这个男孩的秘诀，
then you will become an overcomer.
你就成为一个得胜者。
This is the vital lesson.
这是重要的功课。
They overcame him by the reason of the blood of the Lamb.
他们因着羔羊的血得胜。
And by the reason of their testimony.
因着他们的见证得胜。
And they loved not their lives even unto death.
他们不爱惜自己的性命以至于死。
And because of that great testimony.
因为这样的见证。
We hear these royal words.
我们听到
chapter 12, verse 10.
第十二章第十节。
And I heard a great voice in the heaven saying, "Now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ. For the accuser of the brethren has been cast out, who accused them before our God day and night.
我听见在天上有大声音说, 我神的救恩能力国度, 并他基督的权柄, 现在都来到了, 因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的, 已经被摔下去了。
This was their conquest.
这是他们的得胜。
This is the secret of overcoming.
这是得胜者的秘诀。
This is the emphasis in the book of Revelation.
这是启示录的重点。
This is what we are called to.
这是我们要听见。
All of those love letters.
所有这些情书。
With those desperate conditions.
虽然我们的光景如此。
With those commendations.
虽然许多的责备。
With those condemnations.
虽然许多的主的勉励,
were for one single purpose,
只有一个目的,
that he might find from among his church,
所以他可以炼净他的教会,
those who overcame as he overcame.
他在教会中能够发现, 能够找到那些同他一样得胜的得胜者。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we come back to you at the end of all these sharings.
主啊,当我们结束这些分享的时候,
we say, Spirit of God,
说神的灵,
make this real to us.
使这些话将对我们成为真实的。
We're fearful we might just leave words.
我们真的是害怕我们不过把这些话留在这里。
We need more than words.
我们不单单需要字句。
We need life. We pray in the name of Jesus you will help us.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名来求你来帮助我们。
That we will have ears to hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们能够有耳朵听见圣灵对众教会所说的话。
And simply in whatever condition we find ourselves,
不论我们在什么样的光景里面,
we will say yes, Lord.
我们都会对主说是。
We will respond to you.
我们能够回应你。
And you will be pleased. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.